In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Astrid got new shoes. Did you get new shoes? Yes, she did. If you haven't raised girls, you don't know what that means. It's important. They're probably shiny. Are they shiny? They're not. Thought they were maybe some sort of new shiny shoes. Yeah, as I was smiling about this, sitting up there thinking, wow, that's a mom and dad must be losing it right about now. But it's okay, because you know it really goes in line with what we're talking about, and this fact that we're dealing, I chose to follow, well, that's not even true, is it? God has called me to preach to you on Ephesians today. And I was realizing in my preparation that I love this letter that Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus. And I have loved it for a very, very long time. It was probably one of the first books in the New Testament that I spent the most time with. Maybe because it's only a few chapters and I have a short attention span. But when I first came back to church and began to understand that God was bigger than I imagined. I was actually on the road at that time as a salesman, and I carried this Bible with me everywhere, not this one. I went to get the one that I carried. It lays on my desk. I thought maybe I'll use it when I preach today, and when I looked at it this morning, I realized I can't see the writing in that Bible anymore. It shrunk. But I carried it everywhere I went, and I must have read, I can't even tell you how many times I've read through this letter that Paul wrote to the church. And because it just spoke to me constantly about this concept of being in community, how this community was available to all, we're all called to be in it. And not only that, but he'll go on in his letter to explain to us how we grow in this new life that he gives us, this new life in Christ. And great day for that, as we will welcome a new life into the body of Christ as we baptize Eden in a bit. But the reality is, it's not as easy as it seems. But it's about not belonging. That's not the problem, although often I think we feel it is. The struggle comes in how do we fit into the body? We have those same cars at our house. They actually go by themselves, right? That thing would actually get to the back door. I know, because I own some. But we know from this letter that we belong, and the struggle comes, how do we fit in? And it says in the beginning, Paul's verse 14, as we call it now in chapter 3, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name." That's really all we need to know, isn't it? Every family on earth, all of us. Paul is saying to the church in Ephesus, everyone belongs. The Jews, the Gentiles, everyone. That was his primary focus. To you, brothers and sisters, I say we all belong. That's the important thing to remember. See, because once we know we belong, then it's just a question of how do we fit? So we just had all of our grandchildren for the week. I say all of them, there's seven. Yep, still standing. But it's a glorious thing. We see them come together. And yeah, I'm bragging a little. I can't help it. If you have grandparents, you know how we are. I met Grandpa, there we go. Grandpa over here, we already know. And Grandma's, well, you guys count too. But the fact of the matter is, we watch the children come together. They come together once a year like this with us. And there's this moment, right? They all arrive and everybody gets along great. And then a time comes when maybe they don't. But everybody's trying to figure out where they fit. You know, should we be separating ourselves from the little ones? Should we be engaging with the little ones? Did the older ones get tired of the other ones? And it just goes back and forth, and you watch this whole community just sort of move around and fumble about. But you know what never happens? Well, mainly because I can't drive. Nobody leaves. But I attribute that to what I'm hearing from Paul in his letter to church in Ephesus. Nobody leaves because they all know they belong there. If you strip everything else away and you go to each one of them and say, where are you? They're going to go, we're at grandma's house, and grandpa's here too. But the fact of the matter is, they know they belong there. And then they spend time figuring out how they fit together again. And that is exactly what the church looks like. So there's moments when we know we all belong. In the name of Jesus, we are all called here, and by his body and blood are brought into his body. Amen? The body of Christ. So we all belong. So if you've ever wondering if you belong, the answer to the question is you do. You belong. And if you're here now, you may belong here for all I know. If you're visiting, you have another place you belong. That's good too. But we all belong within the body. Paul's now praying for the church in this portion of his letter, and he's praying the things that he is imagining for the church, that all would come together under this one name of God the Father. One, all of us. And he continues his prayer for us. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit. Strengthened in your inner being. Rooted. Well, I jumped ahead there. Sorry about that. Strengthened in your inner being, and that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. We often want to show up and have things look just the way we want them to look. In fact, we now live at a time in our society where people have actually said to me, and if you said this, don't be offended, we're church shopping. Well, we shop for shoes. And we pick out the ones we like or the ones that go click, click on the floor, depending on your age. I try to find ones that don't squeak because I have to walk up the center aisle. But we shop for things we want. So if we go looking for a church to find the one we want, what if it's just what we wanted and not what God wanted? When we first went back to church several years ago now, my children were at home and younger. I remember well going to the church we went to. The number of children at that church doubled the day we walked in. There were then six. Strangely, I didn't feel like I fit in. It didn't help that when we walked in, everybody turned around, their mouth hung open, and went, children. There's three more children. And they brought their parents. We didn't feel like we fit in. But I knew we belonged. And as much as the worldly part of me wanted, let's go find another place, God said, this place is where I want you. And to a level I never could have imagined, we were just, okay, I say we because I'm trying to throw my wife under the bus with me. I was just looking for some place that would teach my children about God. So when I started telling what was right and wrong, it wasn't just their word against mine. So we entered into this relationship with the church. And you know what? Those people did an incredible job of helping us fit in. They may have done too good of a job. I went looking for some guidance for my children, and I ended up with a new career. Wasn't part of the plan, but I wouldn't change a moment of it. It's not easy. It never has been. And a big part of me hopes it never will be. Because when we grow into being the body of Christ together, when we do that with the knowledge that each of us already belongs, which is what Paul is saying, each of us belongs, now the question is, where do we fit? We don't have to worry about taking off. See, because our relationship is with God who's called us to be where we are, amen? And when we start to live into that relationship with him, and then we realize that he decides where we move and how we move and gives us the strength to do it, we then have the opportunity to just find out, why am I here? We all have to do it. I did it 3.5 years ago when I showed up here. I grew up on the coast. Shockingly, at no point ever in my entire life has I said, man, I really want to live in Valrico. But I'm learning to love Valrico, mainly because God called me to be here, and I know this is where God's called me to be. And I'm learning to figure out how you move into traffic, which helps a great deal. But the fact is, here we are together, and I am here just like you are here, because God called us all to be here, amen? And so we all belong. We all belong. Where do we fit? This is just one of those days, isn't it? You know, if I lose this, I don't know when to stop reading. There we go. Paul continues his prayer. He says again, verse 18, I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. See, as we are being rooted in love, being rooted, we didn't come rooted. We're growing from seed, not the little plants somebody seeded for you that you grab and put in your garden and go, hey, look what's growing in my garden. No, we're seeds, and we are being rooted in love, which means sometimes it doesn't show through as much as we'd like it to. But if we all belong and we're all being rooted in love and we allow that to happen and we trust that we are where we're supposed to be so that we can grow, we are going to understand more of what Paul is praying for us to understand, that we would comprehend with all the saints this greatness of God and the fullness of a life that is in God, to be filled with all the fullness of God. That is Paul's expectation of the church. He's not talking about, hey, let's get together and yeah, we'll make it through the sermon because that guy goes on and on and on. And then we're going to get some coffee. And today, some cake. What if we say, hey, I'm here. I don't really know why, but I know I belong. How does God want me to fit? Where do I fit? Because if there wasn't a place for you here, brothers and sisters, you wouldn't be here. See, God has a plan, and he has a greater plan than we could imagine. When I walked through the church door finally and realized that no one looked like me and no one brought their children other than maybe one other family, and I went, I don't think we belong here. I was wrong. I was right where I belonged. And I began a process of being rooted in God's love. And every once in a while, even today, a little bit of that makes it above the surface. Still being rooted. Still trying to find my way. Still seeking God's will for my life. Still trying to hear what he's saying. And still in the process staying where I belong. Amen? Because we know that if we stay in the process where we belong, God is going to sort it out on our behalf. Amen? And to what purpose? Well, Paul's expectation is that we will be strong in this power of God that indwells us, and that we would know the fullness of God. And in verse 20 he says, now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. To accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. There are times I sit and I reflect on what it means to be here in this community of Holy Innocence in Valrico, Florida, at the time that God has placed me here. And when I'm really reflecting in a good connection with God, I am in awe of what he's doing. And I am grateful for the way he moves among us. and when I'm not rooted. And no, Morgan didn't pluck me up. When I'm not rooted, I can't see it. I can't see the fullness of God if all I'm worried about is what Brian wants. So if you're here with us today, or if you're online watching, and you're wondering, where do I belong? Ask yourself where you are. That might be where you belong. If you're not sure how you belong here, that's just a question of finding out where you fit. That's where God will do these things that are greater than you could have imagined. This I know. So when we allow God to nurture us, to root us in his love, we hear this prayer from Paul to the church, and we find strength in his presence in us. We find a fullness of God rooted in his love. And when we can be there together, he does abundantly more than we could have ever imagined or even asked for. That's his expectation of the church. That is his prayer today for us, that by the strength and power of God, we grow into this church where we belong. So brothers and sisters, like it, don't like it, we belong. Every person you see, look, you can see them, turn around. We belong. All of us belong. All that's left now is to figure out where God wants to fit us in. Amen.